This is the Jeff and Jen Show.
What the Florida? Because the Sunshine State does not have the brightest criminals. I'm always so proud of my Florida people because this is where I'm from. And here are their stories. Let's start with Jeffrey. And this is the G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y.
Of course it is.
Jeffrey McElvey.
If you're not a part of a British royal family and your name's Geoffrey, that means your parents are just trying to make you a little fancier than you think you should be.
Well, this Geoffrey made quite a scene at Target in Stuart, Florida last week, doing some bizarre things at the store. He's 53 years old, and this Geoffrey got into an argument with a fellow customer. And then he dropped his pants and told that customer to kiss his naked behind. Jeffrey was also acting in a rambunctious way while walking around the aisles, at one point knocking over precious contents on the shelf. You don't do that to anybody's Target, of course. So the manager called the cops, and when deputies showed up at Target, he was no longer there. A man fitting his description, though, was found at a nearby house about a mile away. Now, according to the Martin County Sheriff's Office, a search of the home revealed some drugs. Shocker. Including marijuana and 11 pipes with traces of THC. Geoffrey admitted that the drugs did belong to him and that they were, quote, blessed by God. And when the officers asked him why he was acting up at Target, Geoffrey said his teachers told him to go there and destroy items inside of the store.
Well, Andy's mad that the cartwheel app is going away. You know? He's frustrated at that.
That's really frustrating.
His quote-unquote teachers told him to go there. What? The Florida. All right, moving on now.
He buys those water pipes the way I buy bananas. Like, you always forget that you have some at home.
You buy another bunch.
Right. Like, yeah. Then you just end up throwing
11
them out.
11 pipes. I guess he was forgetful on where he put them.
I mean, when
like
you
grandma is with her readers.
Yeah.
She's got her readers all over the house. He's got his pipes everywhere. All right.
Oh, yeah, it's so true.
Let's head over to Youngstown, Florida, where you'll meet 25-year-old Justin Stanford. And Justin went into a grocery store with a hammer and started threatening the clerk, a real hammer. Like, not bringing the hammer down, like a real hammer.
I love Florida, the way they pick little points in time and decide to channel that period in history. Like, he's going to be a Viking.
Cops came to the store, but Justin held them off by swinging the hammer at them. Now, things were getting worse because other customers were around him now, and he keeps swinging this hammer around. So that's when one of the officers managed to sneak up behind Justin and attack him with the best weapon within reach. 2 cans of Bush's baked beans.
He knocked him right on either side of the head.
Both cans hit Justin, and the second can stunned him just long enough for the other officers to take him down. So, boom, he was arrested on assault and resisting arrest. And that is one delicious story out of Florida.
A secret family recipe.
That's right. Finally, we travel to Gainesville, Florida, home of the Florida Gators, a team both the Bulldogs and the Seminoles love to hate. All right, that's where you'll find 33-year-old total idiot named David Yates. He was huffing compressed air in his car on Saturday, so much so he passed out, and the police found him slumped over the steering wheel with his engine running. So what did the cops do? They knocked on his window. He briefly lifted his head up only long enough to take another hit off his air duster, passed right back out again. Well, then they start banging on the window, at which point he takes another hit off of the air duster and pass out again. This happened 3 more times before David comes to and then tries to drive away. But he didn't get very far. He hit another vehicle, swerved off the road, drove through somebody's yard, crashed through a mailbox, hit a second car, then finally came to a stop.
Maybe he wasn't huffing the stuff. Maybe he was just trying to clean out the stuff between his mouth keyboard, his teeth.
Maybe so. Luckily, nobody was hurt in this incident, so we can make fun of it and say, what the Florida?
Wasted away again in Margaritaville. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Searching for my lost shaker song.
Flow, flow, flow. If you ever come across a crazy criminal out of my home state of Florida, please do pass it along to me. You can find me everywhere at Jen Hobby. Or star 941 atlanta.com.
Let's admit it, boys.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.